New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ever since the weekend, there has been a lot of news for Nebraska football. 8 players in the portal. We got coaches going out, coaches coming in. We're joined now by Husker Line's Sean Callahan. Sean, it's hard to believe today is signing day because of all the stuff going on, but we'll get to that in a second. There was also news yesterday about Nebraska potentially having a new receivers coach, Dakeel Shorts, who worked with Dana Horkson at Houston. What do you know about Dakeel Shorts, Sean?
Well, Dakeel was at Kentucky for one season after he had left Houston when Dana Holgerson moved on from Houston. And, you know, just 1 year there, they had kind of an up-and-down year, but highly regarded, I think, as an up-and-comer in the game and played in the NFL. Actually played with a guy we know well, Brandon Riley, in Buffalo, a former Husker wide receiver. And Brandon texted me immediately yesterday saying how good of a person and good of a fit he think he would be. But it just shows you Dana Holgerson is moving pretty quick as far as building the type of staff that he wants, the type of guys that he wants on the offense to work with him. And Dakeel Shorts has a long track record. He played for Holgerson, coached for him, and it appears he'll be coaching for him again here in Lincoln. And my question now is, if this happens quick enough, will he be a part of the bowl practices? Kentucky's not in a bowl game. It would not surprise me at all if we saw him out on that practice field by sometime next week.
Good deal for Dakeel Shorts, perhaps, right? Sean, thanks for joining us, by the way, Sean. So you raised this in your recap today. You did a recap of the day's news. What is the future of Garrett McGuire, who coached the receivers this year?
Well, right now, he has, you know, he would move over to another position within the staff. And you know how the staffs are now. There's unlimited positions. So what that is, I don't know. But, I mean, I do think it would not shock me at all if he ended up at a place like Texas Tech with his father. Texas Tech actually just lost their offensive coordinator. He's now the new head coach at Florida Atlantic. So there'll be some openings and shakeup everywhere, but Texas Tech as well. So that's one to watch if he would go there instead of taking a lesser role here at Nebraska. But as of now, he remains on staff in a different role moving forward. But even for the bowl game, that gets my attention. Would Shorts coach the receivers immediately for the bowl game? I mean, that's something, you know, I think that could happen. I mean, this is my speculation if this thing moves as quick as we think.
Sean, go back to Monday. We know Tony White leaving for Florida State, but there was news that day that Holgerson was sticking around for 2 years in Nebraska. Were you surprised to hear that they locked him in for a couple years?
Well, it's just pretty standard business now with assistant coach contracts. You're always going to get a 2-year, not a 3-year deal. Tony White has got a 3-year agreement that he signed or is going to sign with Florida State when they make the terms public. But with Dana Holgerson, yeah, just getting the standard 2-year deal down locks him in at least for sure next year. Yeah, it doesn't ever mean anything necessarily for 2026. Yes, it says he's a 2-year deal. But if he stays in 2026, then it would be another 2-year deal that would carry him for 2027 as well. The key still is Houston. They're paying him as well as Nebraska. I mean, obviously Nebraska only is listing his salary down as $1.2 million. Houston will pay him $3.3 next year. And then in 2026, Nebraska would pay $1.2 million. Houston still would owe him $1.56 million. And then in 2027, Houston still owes Dana Holgerson $2.82 million, which is 60% of $4.7 million.
Okay. Now, Sean, here's what happens this time of year. We just bounce around because there's so much to cover. So I know we're kind of coming at you on different things. And what
it's like
if
our phone conversations?
Well, you got ADD so bad that it's not.
Hey, I manage it well. I think your whole studio there does too, probably.
Yeah.
No, you got it. Now, Sean, what if I could I sell to you? What if I sold to you this? We know who's gone. We just discussed who's gone into portal, Sean. We discussed it in the first segment. Then you know, it's very defensive line oriented discussion. Can I sell to you a defensive line next year of Cam Lenhart, Elijah Judy, Keona Davis, and Riley Van Poppel? How would you feel about that if that was the guys that took the field to start the game, the first game?
I mean, that's a good group, but they're going to get people in the portal too. I mean, they're going to get two more people probably, if I had to guess, from the portal to add with that. You still need more. And, you know, they're bringing in good freshmen, but again, it's really
hard
to put freshmen out there. Cade Petchock's a really good recruit. Obviously, Tyson Terry, Malcolm Simpson, that three pretty good D linemen coming in that will sign here today. But they're going to have to go to the portal. And look, it's going to be busy. I mean, the next 2 weeks, there's still going to be a lot going on. All of the portal guys that enter on Monday can begin taking visits over these 2 weeks next week. So that, there's going to be a lot of meat on the bone, a lot of stories that come out next week about guys coming to campus that, you know, it's so new. I don't think a lot of Husker fans and listeners understand how busy the portal stuff is going to be with visitors the next 2 weeks.
How many visitors are we talking about?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I don't even want to guess, but I would venture to guess at least 10 to 15, if I had to guess.
That's a lot.
I mean, the people that you want, I mean, you're going to bring them here, and it's going to be 7 days of the week. It's not going to be like they're coming in just for the weekend. Since the coaches are all in the offices working right now, they're not on the road recruiting. That will be what's going on. They're going to be evaluating and connecting with transfer portal targets, getting them on campus, and obviously the collectives and the agents and everybody else are going to be working on things, and then they'll get guys here. And that's going to happen pretty quick next week once Monday hits.
Okay, so the natural question, Sean, what's the emphasis? What do they need most?
Well, now you're starting to wonder about quarterback. I mean, where are they at? Would they get a backup? I don't know. I mean, a lot of it is, will Jalen Gramstad return for a six-year? I talked to him before the Iowa game, and it didn't seem likely because he wants to get into coaching. We know Kalen's gone. So you have Latif Harburg. I mean, is he still a quarterback? That's the question long-term for his last year. What's his plan? So that's one that gets my attention. Running back, I don't know. They got two at least and one coming in. Receiver for sure. They're taking at least two, you know, good receivers again, bigger veteran type guys. I would, if I had to put a number on that. The offensive line, at least two guys that can come in and help you because of what you lose. You lose so many veterans that you're going to need at least two, I think, to plug in with what you have in that room already. Defensive line, I said two. You go down the line. I mean, in the secondary, they lose quite a bit, so it wouldn't be surprising. And special teams, you know, they're going to probably have to take a long snapper. And, you know, what will they do at kicker? I mean, are they?
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CigarsInternational.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Stat on John Hall, or do they want to have competition with a proven guy as well with him? You know, those are all questions. But yeah, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a portal group of at least 10 additions, if I had a guess.
Sean, regarding this season still, there's still a bowl game to be played for Nebraska. Things have kind of moved a lot the last couple of days, but do you feel confident about a certain spot Nebraska might be ending up in for the bowl season?
Yeah, it's setting up for New York, the Pinstripe Bowl. Both Michigan and Iowa have the preferences of Tampa and Nashville as their 1 and 2. I've confirmed that both with folks at Michigan and at Iowa. And Iowa is very confident that if Tampa, the ReliaQuest Bowl, takes Michigan, which I think that's probably going to happen, that they will not fall below Nashville. Mm-hmm. Now, Iowa played in the Nashville Bowl twice in the last 4 years, but one of them games never happened, and everyone went on the bowl trip. It got canceled with COVID against Missouri in 2020. If they would have played in that game, Iowa actually would fall under the Big Ten repeat rule. You can't play in a bowl game more than two times over 6 years. But I think they're going to probably let that slide. So Nebraska to Nashville, you know, it's still out there, but I think New York is probably the safe bet. That's a Saturday, December 28th game in Yankee Stadium at 11 a.m. Central Time on ABC national television. It's one of the few bowls that's on ABC. So you get a great window, a great day to play the game. But I know it's not Nashville to Husker fans. It's not Tampa. And that 3-point loss to Iowa definitely set them back probably a slot, along with Michigan's win over Ohio State. That's what threw this all off. If Michigan beats, or if Ohio State beats Michigan, Nebraska's in Nashville. I don't even think there's any question about it. But the fact that that happened, you know, a lot of things kind of moved around.
Sean, always good stuff. Thanks for the time. We'll chat with you again next week.
Thanks, guys.
Husker Alliance, Sean Callahan. Busy, busy time here in Husker Alliance.
Yeah, we didn't even ask him about Tony White. That's the way the world works, though.
A lot of stuff going on.
Yep, Tony White took a job at Florida State. Now he's...
Life moves on pretty quickly.
It does. Life, it really does.
It's kind of like when you left the Journal Star. They still had a paper the next day, right?
They moved on.
A better paper. Yeah, but
that's not true. You're the National Sports Writer of the Year.
Yes, you have a
You're
plaque.
The reigning champion.
You have a plaque.
You are the reigning champion.
You sound like my grandma.
We are the champion.
You received a plaque in the studio to honor
we have the
Sports Writer of the Year.
Plaque. Plaque.
Yes.
Which you could do today.
You're the reigning champion. He's the reigning champion. Ben, do you think you'll ever be that distinguished? Think about that.
I think he might be.
Ben's got a shot.
Yeah, I think.
Imagine going back to this time, being like, "No, I saw Steve win this, you know, 25 years ago, and now I'm just glad to be part of it."
Yeah. Ben's sports writer of the year material.
If I got Ben a producer of the year plaque, do you think he would keep that? Throw it away? Where would that go for Ben?
Why would he throw it away? I think it'd be
Why would he throw it away?
He'd be in his parents'
money
basement.
To that.
Why? No, that's what I said. Why would he throw it away?
Yeah. I would hope you'd proudly frame.
Jake. I said, why would he throw that away?
Yes. Misheard you.
Ben's had a lot of strong takes. Doing all this stuff going on with Husker football, watch out. He meets you at the door.
It's hammer time.
Yeah, it is. Like
You walk in, you're attacked by Ben. Yeah. That's the way it is.
Well, a lot of guys around here, that's why they're in the business. Like, a lot of guys come in with takes, like Swim.
Yeah.
Swim comes in.
Bad take.
Bad take. Bad take.
Boy, he's never going to live that
one. He sure isn't.
Is it a bad take right now, Jake?
It is for him. It's a bad take. Yeah. For us, it was a great take. Yeah. He started, and he put 6 of 8 on threes in the game. He's
becoming their best player.
He can drive. He can drive. He can shoot. His defense is not horrible, like people say. Nope. It's not horrible.
No. Jake was ahead of the curve on that.
He was ahead. Jake called it. Jake, I watched
some ball.
It.
Yeah, I watched some ball.
We still got. I will dabble in some basketball potentially.
You will
after the championship weekend, and it's really Huskers only.
Last they play night, Michigan State on Saturday.
A big road game. Yeah. No.
Zero. No.
I'm going to call you during the game.
Yeah. No, I'm not. It's championship. I just missed the SEC championship.
If the game was on Sunday, you'd have a better chance of watching. Saturday is the problem.
If the game was on Sunday, I would partake.
It's 11 a.m.
I might.
It's 3 hours before this.
All I know is last night, Clemson was playing Kentucky.
Yes.
Now I know who won the game. That
hoops.
Mean, yeah, hoops.
Clemson was up at halftime.
I'm kind of watching it for a little bit. I'm like, what am I doing? I have no interest. I mean, I don't even know who these players are. They could hit 19 threes in a row or just start shooting half-court shots and making them, and I wouldn't care. I'm like, I have zero interest in this. No. Yes.
Come on.
But I like going to the games, and I'm a big Fred fan and a big Husker fan, but it just doesn't kick in until after basketball's over.
I think Fred's got a team. Yeah. I think he's got a team. They got to get Burke back for Saturday.
Yeah.
What's the status of that?
Well, he's got a groin strain, and it's tricky. Like, those are tricky. You know, groin strains are tricky.
Yeah.
You don't want to push him too fast because then there could be long-term issues. So I don't know. I don't.
There was a
Steve Sipple head trainer.
I know that Bill hates basketball until Sunday or Monday. Yeah. But there was actually an epic ending last night in the Big Ten.
What?
Iowa was trailing Northwestern 76-74.
This Big Ten place
in Iowa City.
Yeah.
There was 0.8 seconds to go. Yeah. Inbounds pass about midcourt. They hit. I think it was Josh Dix is his name.
For Iowa.
Pass, 0.8 seconds. It's probably about a 34-footer.
Uh-huh.
Swish.
Iowa
wins 77-76 at home against Northwestern last night on a buzzer beater.
That would be a long buzzer beater.
Fran got a win.
Big win for them.
God, Iowa basketball, though, that men's basketball, it's like fourth on the pecking order of Iowa sports.
And they're pretty
football,
they're
pretty good. Women's basketball.
Wrestling.
Yeah, then Fran.
Yeah.
Now, some people in Iowa are probably saying, Sybil, men's basketball before wrestling. I don't know. It was presented.
Wrestling is pretty important at Iowa. Yeah. It's pretty important. Segment two, by the way, sponsored by our friends at Beck's Hybrids. Farmers, we know that volume discounts are a major factor in ordering seed, and oftentimes discounts are lost when you're buying from multiple brands. But Beck's has the most diverse lineup in the marketplace. Go to beckshybrids.com for a full farm quote. And always remember the three F's: faith, family, and farming at Beck's Hybrids.
Trevor set up like a winter wonderland inside of the Goner facility.
It's a massive building.
Yes. He did?
Yes.
What?
It's kind of like magical lights inside.
Inside
magical lights. You come in your car, same thing.
Yeah.
The music matches up.
No way.
Yeah, he's the DJ. He's the one playing the Christmas music on vinyl as you drive through.
For the employees? Do customers walk in that building?
Yes, they get to come in.
Jeez,
we have magical lights here, which is incredible.
Outside,
probably outside. Then you can go to Goner for the inside version.
In the massive building, is massive.
We got a pretty nice get up here too.
Yes, Charlie Proper hooked us up here. Charlie Proper, great job.
Yeah, it looks great. It does. It's great. It's very festive when you come in.
It is.
Charlie Proper, you can call them at 601-228-2790 to transform your space, business, or home. Okay. When we come back, it's time for the mailbag and song of the day.
The bag!
Next on Early Break on The Ticket.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.